Meanwhile, an industry group is calling for security guards to be given legal powers to detain alleged offenders in the face of increasingly brazen crimes and threats of violence. On Sunday night, a man was shot dead on Auckland's Ponsonby Road, and the gunman, who had been refused entry into a bar, was later found dead in Taupo. Two security workers from the bar tried to help the man, who was fatally shot. Head of the Security Association, Gary Morrison, says security guards are increasingly facing hostile situations and need more protective gear and powers.
I think if you look back over the last 2 or 3 years, there's definitely been an increase in aggression, and that's both verbal and physical. And that's across the board in many roles. Anywhere where you've got public-facing situation, we are seeing that increase in aggression.
So what does that look like on a day-to-day basis, Gary? Can you give us any examples from recent times?
Yeah, sure. In simple terms, a lot of verbal abuse. Just questioning staff what right they've got to do what they are doing, using swear words, etc., being abusive towards them, through to actual levels of intimidation, be it just threatening or actually resulting in assault.
So what do you think's going on? Why do people think they can treat security guards like this?
I think we've just seen that change in society, probably post-COVID, where people just have slightly different attitudes. They feel certainly a level of entitlement in some cases. Yeah, I can't really probably add much more to that than it's probably just societal. I think there has been a change and probably a lack of understanding of people doing their jobs and trying to do the right thing.
But in short, it's a pretty tough work environment for them at the moment, you would say.
It can be, and that's not across the board. A lot of security roles don't see that. But where you've got that public-facing situation, it is becoming more and more frequent.
So, Gary, what are you talking about then? Retail, hospo, and work on the streets?
All of those. Certainly hospo, certainly retail, even in the crowd control situations, at events, etc. Yeah, what we're seeing is the need to consider, do staff need to have stab-resistant vests? Do they need to have body cameras? And they're not comfortable things to wear. In a lot of situations, they're not appropriate. But we're having to go through those questions, looking at the risk associated with a number of those roles.
What are you seeing in terms of weapons?
Increased carrying of weapons, not necessarily guns. And you know, if you look at the ram raid situation, machetes, knives, very, very common. And they can be quite easily concealed. And that's a real concern because the security staff may not be aware of weapons that are being carried. So they have to be very careful and observant of the potential for what those weapons might be.
So what does that mean in terms of adding to costs of what you do if you're looking at protective gear like stab-proof vests?
They're not cheap, and it just adds to the cost of the service. It is easy to obtain low-cost vests, which really offer next to no protection whatsoever, and in fact are probably worse for the wearers. If you're looking at good quality gear, it's expensive. There's no way around that. So,
what, hundreds of dollars, Gary, or thousands?
A thousand. You're talking over a thousand. So that cost needs to be factored into the service delivery. And in today's times, that's a challenge for customers who are obviously trying to control their costs. Security is one of those things that it's sort of a grudge purchase quite often. So we do run the risk of overpricing services and losing work as well. That's a difficult balance.
So generally speaking, what does a security guard make?
We've changed from being a minimum wage industry going back probably 3, 4, 5 years ago to one where a lot of staff are now around living wage, but not all. But it's certainly not a high-paying role in most cases.
It's not a high-paying role when you're dodging people who want to stab you, it seems.
Correct. The risk of that. And it's not across the board, but it is a risk that is faced by a number of security staff.
You mentioned the fact that businesses who might be looking to hire you are facing tough economic times at the moment. I mean, everyone would have seen the ram raids for retail, and we know that hospitality is really struggling too. So are people
Correct.
Still paying for the security they need, or are they trying to cut back a little bit?
It's that balance. They're paying for what they need, but they will cut back if the opportunity is there.
What to do about this situation then? If you're facing increasing threats, rising costs in terms of protective gear, and people wanting to trim their budgets?
It's a very difficult position. I think there needs to be some societal change, and those offenders committing the crime need to be aware that there are consequences, and we certainly support proposed moves by the current government to look to impose some of those penalties, etc., around crime. And I think if people realise there are repercussions of their actions, that may start to have some form of impact on it as well.
What kind of powers do security guards have?
We security staff have the same powers that you or I would, which effectively is minimal. We do have the power for arrest in certain situations, but it's very, very limited. We are working with our registrar, with the Ministry of Justice and with the police with regards to having increased powers in certain functions, particularly
what would
around
you like?
Shoplifting. We would like the ability to detain offenders who are in the process of taking property, but only where we've got appropriate licensing and training to support that as well. So it's all very easy having the license, having the legal right to do so, but it's important staff are trained how to do that correctly as well.
Right. So to be clear on this, you are suggesting that certain security guards who have passed certain courses and have various accreditations, you would like them to be able to detain someone who is in the process of committing a crime?
Correct. We'd like them to be able to retrieve the property, and we would like them to be able to detain those offenders, if it's safe to do so, pending arrival of police.
And that is Security Association CEO Gary Morrison.